Hello?
Hi there, can I speak with Dawn?
Mark is calling?
Yeah, certainly. It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress for the time during care.
Yep.
Is it a good time to speak now? I know you asked for a call after 3.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine, yeah.
Oh, perfect, yeah. So it's a really simple process today, to be completely honest. All we have to do, confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at, obviously, like, getting this, you know, process for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to confirm, I've got your name as a Miss Dawn Shearer.
Yep.
Yeah, and the best email address is shearerdawn@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's it, yep.
And date of birth, 13th of the 8th, 1982,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, that's all correct.
Perfect. Would you have been known by any other names when you were younger and in care?
No, never, no.
No, no worries. And what's your door number and postcode?
It's number 34, and it's Papa Alpha 2, 0 Papa Romeo.
Perfect. So that's D Drive, is it?
It is, yep.
Yeah, just a moment. So what age was she when you were placed into care?
13.
Perfect, no, no worries. So you would know your mother's and father's names then, would you?
Yep, yep, so she's, she's changed now, I think. She was Linda Shearer at the time.
Yeah. And your father's name?
He was Daniel Shearer.
Yeah. One moment, sorry.
No bother. But he was known by Dawn.
He's not known by what, sorry?
Dawn, as in D-O-N. He was known as.
Oh, perfect. No, no worries. And just to confirm then, do you know where it was where you was placed?
Yep, it was Castleford House, and it was in Howard.
Castleford House, was that?
No, Castleford. It's C-A-R-S-E-W-O-O-D House.
So, sorry, C-A-R-S for Sierra?
Yep, E for Echo.
Yep.
W-O-O-D yep. House.
Castleford House. And that was in Howard, sorry.
Howard. So it was Halford Drive. And Howard is H-O... W-W-O-O-D.
Thank you. And you were 13. How long was you there until?
I left when I was 16 and a half.
Yeah, so around 3 years, roughly.
Yeah.
No worries. And if you don't mind, if you can just explain a little bit about kind of your experience there.
It was with the manager. She was verbal abusive. She locked me in an office. Sorry, I've had to come outside my reception rubbish in the house.
No,
she held me by the jaw against a wall and against the door, screamed in my face many a time. And that was just for truancy school. But it happened on a lot of occasions. But the main thing was locking in the office and things with it was just her and out me in the office at the time.
So she locked the both of you in the office, did she?
It was like, not the Yale key, a master key that went in, and she locked it from the inside.
Yeah.
And it was always just the two of us in the office.
So how long was you locked in there?
Oh, it could vary for like 15 minutes to like an hour, depending on how crazy she was going.
And she had a filthy
temper.
On a few occasions as well, did she?
Yep. And she'd grab me by the jaw and held me against the door or the wall and screamed in my face.
Yeah.
Her name's Carol Deary. And I'm apparently she still works in jail care. But she's been demoted, I know that much. She was actually the cause of two girls, maybe about 5-6 years ago, committing suicide.
Really?
So she's always been that way.
And also, like I said, she pinned you against the wall and she hit you in your jaw as well, did you say?
Yeah, she grabbed me by the jaw, but she'd also slapped me across the face several times.
And was there any other stuff, or was it mainly just her that was the problem then there, really?
It was just her that was the problem.
The
reason for it, but no, so there's no one fault, is because I would teach us to be a lesbian, basically.
Yeah.
Being 14, now 14 back in the day, you don't just call them like lesbians and things like that. And because I'd told other people that I lived with it, that was a thing against me.
But the majority of it then would have been, like you say, because you was a lesbian then as well.
Because she was a lesbian, and I told other people that she was. That was why.
Oh, yeah.
I doubted her.
Yeah.
That's what teenagers do.
Yeah. Just one moment. Is there anything else you can think of at all that you might want to add?
There was another incident that now she was going to move me for, and I actually wasn't the cause. I'm going to get put in a secure unit because somebody brought alcohol into the house. But she'd actually phoned, and it was already that I was getting taken to secure unit before the person actually owned up and said it was them, and they got grounded. That was it.
Yeah. But she tried to pin it onto you.
Tried to pin it onto me, yeah. Yep,
and get you sent away. Where was you going to get sent to?
A secure unit. I think it was so close to 72.
Yeah, and then they only got grounded anyway, which is like a complete double standard as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was like half an hour away from getting moved. Not only that, I actually quit my files from Renfrewshire Council 2 years ago, maybe 18 months ago. Majority of them are missing. And I can't get a hold of them, and they keep saying, oh, they must be lost. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be destroyed until I'm now 100.
We've heard of loads of circumstances where they say things like that, to be completely honest with you,
but what is this, blacked out, really? And I'm like, well, what's going on?
Yeah. No, exactly, like, save anything. A lot of them, it is that they're trying to cover it up and things like that.
Uh-huh, absolutely. They've just disappeared. The building, now, it's been knocked down now, but when it was closed, there was 24 security for about 6 months. Every time I get in contact with Renfrewshire Council, it could have been moved to all these different places, and I'm like, but you should know where the hell they are, because they're important documents.
Yeah, absolutely. So, when we make this claim, obviously we do contact the local council, but we do contact the redress scheme as well. I'll be completely honest though, all they're really looking for from those files is that you was at Castlewood House, basically.
They can tell you that, that's about it.
Yeah, so basically all they want is some proof that you was actually there. Because I'll be completely honest, the scale of what this abuse claims have been, they have just kind of got to take your word for it anyway. You know, if you say that you was abused and such a thing happened, they're not going to tell you that you're lying, you know, you need to prove, you need to get proof or anything like that, because you wouldn't believe them speaking to hundreds of people on a weekly, monthly basis who've been abused and been in similar situations. So the government has just kind of got to hold it. Yeah, they just got to hold their hands up at this point and say, look, you know, it was very bad. If you say that this happened, we're going to take your word for it.
Okay. Right, no problem. Because I still keep in touch with one other person I live with, and she had, it was a total different member of staff who was the same with her.
Yeah.
Did you see me just take a dislike to somebody and that was it?
Yeah, that's it. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
But there was member of staff who was aware of it, because I'd spoken to her a couple of years after I left the care system, and she was aware of what was going on, but couldn't say it because she'd have lost her job.
Yeah, that's it. You're scared to speak out themselves, aren't they?
Well, the thing is, though, it doesn't. But Carol adds now two really, really amazing members of staff. She's managed to get them sacked.
Yeah.
And it was a really stupid thing.
Because they were good people and they didn't want to like hurt the kids and things.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't now do things the way she wanted them, which were wrong.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible women.
It's not a problem if not, but do you know your address that you lived at before you got put into care?
Yes, it was 69 D Elam Drive. And that was in Johnston.
Do you know how that's spelled, D Elam Drive?
So Elam Drive is ELM as in a tree.
Yeah.
And then it's Drive. And Johnston is JOHNSTONE.
Yeah, that's perfect. And it was 69 at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah,
it was a flat, so it was D. So it was D for Delta.
Oh, right, yeah, because I was going to say, the postcode might have changed by now, so I'll leave
that. What's it flattened? It's a wee. Do you need the dates?
No, that's fine, that's perfectly fine, don't worry about it. So, there's only a couple more kind of, like, leaper questions that I need to ask, and then we will move on. There's pretty much everything, to be fair, but yeah, I know you might suffer from, like, some kind of pre-existing medical conditions, but just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of terminal illness, do you?
No.
Brilliant. And touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the time of this case, would you just like to put like a beneficiary down on the system, somebody who would receive the money in replace of yourself? Who would you like us to put down as your beneficiary?
Can I put down two? It's my children.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yep. So the first one's Corey, C-O-R-Y.
Yeah.
And he's Beck, B-E-C-K.
Yeah.
And my daughter is... It's Abby-hyphenated, it's ABBY-MAY,
yeah.
And she's Beck.
No worries, that's perfectly fine. So, yes, yeah, so in order for us to make this claim now, there's just three more things that we need, and we can get this underway right away. So
okay.
We just need a proof of ID from yourself. So whether that's a driver's license, bus pass, a passport even.
Passport, yeah. Well, yep.
Yeah. And then just a proof of address as well. So any letter that you've got that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Oh, council tax or something, right, okay.
Yeah, that's perfect if you've got a council tax letter, yeah. So what I'm going to do, I just sent you a quick message on WhatsApp. Could you do me a favour and if you could just take a picture of both of them and send them over. Whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to get the form sent over to you as well.
Okay, dokie. I think my passport's actually in my car. Where else would you keep it?
Yeah.
We'll just get the car key. It won't be a wee minute.
No worries. Well, I'm going to go on a brief hold just whilst I'm sending this form anyway, if that's okay.
Okay, dokie. Will we hang up or we'll just hold on?
Well, if you want, yeah, you can hang up and as soon as I get those pictures through, I'll give you a call back.
Marvellous. Okay, dokie. That's smashing. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll speak to you in a moment. Thank you.
Right. See you soon. Bye. Bye.